Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trux. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tom Wright. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Camilo Pasquale. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Pasquale. Carrasquel moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carrasquel scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to first for the out. Minoso moves to second. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball four. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Busby for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive towards short. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth strikes out. Two outs. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to third. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger takes first base on ball four. Fitzgerald moves to second. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trux fields it and throws to home to get Runnels. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. Fox steals second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 0-for-1 in the game. Fane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Yost reaches second base with a double. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Yost scores. It's White Sox, 1, Senators, 1. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler is hit by the pitch. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald bunts towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. Runnels moves to second. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Terwilliger strikes out. Two outs. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale is 0-for-1 in the game. Pasquale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Trucks moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox bunts towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Trucks moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trucks scores. Carrasquel scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Busby throws the ball into Terwilliger, who tags Fain trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Minoso moves to third. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Marshall hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Boyd now playing first base. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Yost is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. Busby moves to second. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Busby scores. Sievers moves to third. It's 3-2. White Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sievers scores. Wright moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Senators, 3. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon juggles the ball. That's an error on Vernon. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatton moves to second. Don Nicholas pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth bunts towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to first for the out. Hatton moves to third. Nicholas moves to second. One out. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Virgil Trux. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon catches it and throws to home to double up Hatton, who tagged and tried to score. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Carl Sawatzky now catching. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Terwilliger is called out on strikes. One out. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale is 0-for-2 in the game. Pasquale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Carrasquel strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels misplays the ball. That's an error on Runnels. Minoso moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Pasquale covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Dorisch covering, for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Sievers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Senators. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Dorish covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett now playing right field. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fitzgerald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Terwilliger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera pinch hits for Fritz Dorisch. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Umflett. Fox reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's White Sox, 4, Senators, 4. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost juggles the ball. That's an error on Yost. Minoso moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Boyd moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, White Sox. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-4 in the game. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Boyd moves to third. Marshall moves to second. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Sawatsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Clyde Vollmer pinch hits for Camilo Pasquale. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Consuegra fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Busby. The throw from Sawatsky and he is safe. Busby steals second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.